Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me right here in the studios to talk about, the 4th of July Strawberry Festival, Pete Stoll. How are you today, Pete?
I'm great. Good to see you, Kevin.
You too, my friend. You too. This thing's been going on for a long, long time, hasn't
That's
it?
My wife said, make sure and mention it's the 25th year.
Is that right?
Silver anniversary year.
The silver anniversary of Strawberry Festival.
Yep.
I love that. It's this 4th of July from 10:30 to 2. Tell us what's going to be happening out there, Pete.
Well, we're going to have it all set up so that people who watch the parade, basically as soon as the parade's over, they come down the street like penguins.
They do.
Anyway, we'll have strawberry shortcake, strawberry sundaes. We'll have lemonade. We'll have iced tea. We'll have hot dogs. And we'll have Sloppy Joes.
Yeah.
Everything will be ready.
That's right. And I know, as soon as that parade ends, you got a huge line that they get ready to eat some strawberry shortcakes.
Yeah, I've seen some people up there by Kleino's Market. And they always say, we sit the same place every year. And as soon as it's over, we grab our chairs and head down.
That's right. But if you want to get them a little earlier, you can at 10:30 or you right up until 2 o'clock or so, right?
That's right. That's
right. Now, also, there's I know the women of Christ Episcopal Church do a wonderful job baking stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. We've lost poor Millie, but Nadine bakes in her place. We've got a lot of them have signed up to bake. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
I think my good friend Dottie Titus is a pretty darn good baker, too.
Oh, yeah, she is. She can't work this year. She's got a lot of company.
So okay.
We gave her a little flack about that, but she is baking. So.
Well, there's always somebody to fill in that gap, isn't there?
Usually, yes. Yeah. This year, we've got a couple of relatives that are coming in to visit, and one lady said, oh, they'll help, you know. So
you bet.
It takes quite a few to dish stuff up.
It really does. Yeah, I know. Well, you got a good congregation there. And the money you raise, I know, goes right back into the community. And, of course, to help out your church,
it
too.
It does. Yeah, we do a lot of things. I've listed a few. We have people that go out to South Dakota every year on a mission trip. We have we contribute to the backpack. We help shelter. We do Christmas baskets for the needy.
Mm-hmm.
Our ECW, I kid my wife, she's the president of that. I think it's in Africa or something. They furnish money so that they buy goats and chickens and things for the various. And we help out with a lot of other things. We do a lot of different things for the community.
You really do.
Small church, but.
But big hearts.
Yes.
Yeah, there you
Very
go.
Good.
And worldwide, too, obviously. So when you go on in and have one of those delicious strawberry shortcakes, just think about all the people you're helping with that.
That's right.
That's right. 10:30 to 2 this Friday, the 4th of July. It's hard to believe it's already coming up on the 4th of July, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Man. Again, shortcakes and sundaes and hot dogs and Sloppy Joes and bake sale. It's all going on. And where's the church located, Pete?
Oh, good. Steve Kleino loves it when I mention Kleino's Market. We're a block off of Newman Street on West Westover, and we'll be ready for everybody.
Boy, you bet. Before the parade, after the parade, before all the festivities happen in the evening, go on over and get a refreshing strawberry shortcake and more at the 4th of July Festival. 10:30 to 2, that's strawberries at Christ Episcopal Church on West Westover. And Pete, always a pleasure to have you in the studios
here
with you, my friend.
It's always great to be here.
On Michigan Sunrise Side today.